You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 605. Today's Devo is called The Clickbait of Self-Pity.
Hey, I'm Allison Elizabeth, a faith-filled, coffee-obsessed baker from Miami, Florida. As my dreams widened and my to-do list got longer, I found it harder to find devotional time. After seeing many people struggle to do the same, I set out to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Today is our last day together in this mini series, but we will see each other again on Monday. I'm so excited to close out this series. I've had my pastor with me, Pastor Chris Alessi. He just finished writing this book, Clickbait, and so you can grab it. I have the link in the description below, but I'm excited to pass it over to him so that we can jump into the last Devo of this mini series.
Yeah, the clickbait of self-pity. I got to be honest, Allison. This one, I say it tongue in cheek, but it's really not. This one probably could have been labeled the clickbait of Chris Alessi. This was a personal struggle for me, just feeling sorry for oneself. And the truth is, this one just kind of comes down to no one ever wins anything by feeling sorry for themselves. I used to have this football coach, and he, when we'd be running, we'd have a full practice in the Miami heat. And at the end of the day, we're now running, we're exhausted. And as we're running slow, he'd be like, "You feel sorry for yourself?" And it's like, "No, I'm just tired." But the more I look back on that, I think, wow, you know, we do have a tendency to feel sorry. Self-pity is defined as an obsession over one's own problems. And I believe there's a lot of examples of self-pity in the word, but I want to look at the verse for today. It's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. It says, "Resist him," him being the enemy, the devil. "Resist the devil, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world." And I think there's such a crazy verse there, because to think that there's more suffering in the world than I thought doesn't seem like a good way to resist the devil. If anything, it makes me feel like, oh, shoot, you're suffering too? We're all suffering? Man, then the devil's a lot better at his job than I thought. But what's interesting about this is when you realize that this is not a specific problem to you, you start to demonize your family or your friends, because you realize that it's not as personal as you thought it was, because other people are going through it too. You start to demonize God, because you realize, man, what I'm experiencing, what I'm feeling may not just be God's issue with me. Man, this is happening to other people. It becomes less personal. And when it's less personal, you can see it through a clearer lens and you can find out, hey, no one is against you. No one is trying to hurt you, especially God. So you come to find out that I actually resist the devil when I think, there's no one in my life that's trying to tear me down on purpose. God's not holding out on me. You know, this is the interesting one, because this is a little bit of what the enemy was trying to do with Eve in the garden. God's holding out on you. And that's what we can believe so many times, that God is holding out on us. There are things other people are experiencing and I'm not. And then we insert a particular reason. And normally that reason is a person. But I'll tell you, there's nothing won on the battlefield of self-pity. Nobody ever got the life they wanted by feeling sorry for themselves. It's just an example, but you know, Chip and Joanna Gaines, which I feel like we're on the Magnolia Network right now. That's how beautiful this whole thing is. You look at the life that they have. Could you imagine if they were being interviewed and they're like, "You know how we got all this? Man, we just felt so sorry for ourselves. Our life was just so hard. And we just were like, this is not fair." And it got so unfair to the point that one day we just got all this stuff because it had to be evened out. No, the people who get the lives they want are those that find a way to push past all that. And they pursue the reality of God's word, which is we all have seed. And if we sow the right seed, we'll get the right harvest. There's a reason seed goes underground. It's so nothing above it can mess with it. Maybe you do have bad people in your life. Maybe there are things that come naturally to you right now that aren't good for you. And you may be nervous that you could get in the way. Well, guess what? That's why seed goes in the ground. You can't mess with it. Neither can I. And that's why it's so important to recognize, hey, we're all going through stuff. This is more of a seed issue. I got to start sowing good seed so I can have the life that I want. And I'm not going to win if I'm sowing seeds of self-pity. I say it in the book, but there's an incredible man in the Word of God who fell to some really low lows because of self-pity. And if he would have heard Peter's words, he probably wouldn't have found himself in that cave. So I want you today, I want you to realize that God is so good and he's so big that there's no room in God's truth for us to feel sorry for ourselves, because you are a victor, not a victim. You are the head. You are not the tail. You are above. You are not beneath. You are more than a conqueror. So there's no room in any of that for feeling sorry for yourself. And this is not necessarily the most feel good, but it actually is. Because there's a freedom and a refreshing that comes in realizing this isn't personal. So Father, I just pray for every person struggling with the clickbait of self-pity, feeling sorry for themselves, obsessing over their problems. Lord, I pray that they would see you are obsessing over their problems and you've given them all the seed they need to get the better harvest. So I pray that you'd give them the strength and the wisdom to sow the seed so they can live the life you've made available to them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you for tuning in today. I pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. Make sure to follow the My Morning Devotional account on Instagram at My Morning Devo. There you will find quick links to subscribe to our podcast and the written devotionals. Until tomorrow, I pray that not only your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.